Cause I need you to see that you are the reason.
Callum Scott, Leona Lewis, You Are the Reason on Mix 97 at 7:45 with the crew, Dr. Julie Galthorpe in, talking about distracted parenting. And I think we all see it, Julie. And is this something new now that this generation or we're all dealing with because of technology?
Well, I think that's one reason we're maybe noticing it. However, you know, distracted parenting, sometimes we call it neglectful parenting, that's been around for decades and decades. So, yes, I think we're noticing more people with phones and other tech distractions, but there's been things that have distracted parents for years. So the problem, though, is when children from basically 0 to 7 observe or take in their environment, what they're doing is they're developing pathways within their brain that will either be functional or dysfunctional. So, and this comes from the Center on the Developing Child at Harvard, and they found that because neuroscience tells us that neurons wire together, so what that means is the way that the brain connects between experiences, feelings, and behaviors, all of that matters. So if you're parenting in a way that supports your child in developing healthy connections, you know, good for you. That means your child will benefit over the long term. But if you're distracted by your own needs, and there, it's not only technology, it could be, you know, I'm focused on dating or I'm focused on other things in my life, then that's going to get in the way of my child developing those positive connections. So parents who have constant stressors or lack of self-regulation, they're at high risk for this because what their child is taking in information that can alter that formation of that positive pathway.
A few weeks ago, I was out for a walk with my daughter and the dog. We went over to Six Park, and I by no means am I the role model for not being a distracted parent because I fall into this as well, but I'm aware of it. But I noticed that walking at the park, so many folks out walking and they're looking at their phone and it seems like they are neglecting the children, young kids too, that were playing at the playground and the parents aren't even watching them do it like on the swings or on the bars. And I was thinking, boy, it's just put the phones away. Maybe I'm old school and communicate verbally.
Well, in that case, first of all, everybody gets up in arms around the physical injuries that can happen to kids when parents aren't paying attention, right? But the other issue is that those parents are missing opportunities for connection, and that's what develops attachment, which we've talked about before, where a child is like knows that their needs are going to be met by their primary attachment person, so their parent. And when we're in an outdoor environment, you know, we can do learning opportunities too, you know, look at that tree. And when we pay attention to our children, we demonstrate love and that the child is important, which is developing. The child serves out a need and we return it by meeting that need. When that doesn't happen, that child develops different ways to have those needs met. And that's where those pathways get disconnected. And those have long-term problems.
We have with us this morning on the show, Claudia Sokandar. She's a Loyalist College business sales and marketing student. And you wanted to just mention something that you noticed with your part-time job.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about like incident could occur while someone is not watching their kids, right? So I work in a restaurant and I see those parents all the time. They'll be looking at their cell phones while their kids are running around the restaurant. I mean, it could be really dangerous. There's people walking around with heavy trays and drinks and glasses. And so, I mean, like it could be super fast and then the kids could end up hurting themselves and hurting someone else as well.
Yeah, that's right. So that's that. Everybody sees the physical injury, but the piece that gets missed as well is that connection. So all those opportunities when we're interacting with our children in any kind of environment, like you're talking about a restaurant, Claudia, or it could be, you know, out in a park or even at home, when the child serves up that need, you need to return it. And it does not put a big delay, but you understand what the child is giving to you, whether it's through a whine, a cry, or just talking or a behavior. But if you're not paying attention to those things, you're not going to return it in a way that builds that connection.
It's a full-time job. Literally, parenting is a full-time job. You have to be like watching the whole time. And it's probably really hard for parents who are full-time working, like working full-time jobs, and they come home and they've got a list of things they have to do before bed. And there's just like the child sometimes gets, you know, messed into it all.
The child does, but at the same time, it's about being able to, when that child is around you, that you're giving them your attention. And you're right, there's things that get in the way of it other than technology, like stuff we have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we're going to be back here in a moment.
Same active ingredient.